I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I spent a little time recently in New Orleans visiting WWNO, the local public radio station there that carries The World, and I had the chance to take in some music. After all, when in Rome, right? But also got to speak with a few music makers and shakers. In a moment, we'll hear from one of the musicians I met. But first, one of the music shakers in the Crescent City, Gwen Tompkins. If her name sounds familiar, it should. She's a former East Africa correspondent for NPR. Anyway, when Gwen came back to her hometown after her stint in Nairobi, Kenya, she came up with an idea for a new music program on WWNO, a show called Music Inside Out.
From New Orleans, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Today, the great blues singer Taj Mahal is with us.
Gwen Tompkins says that Music Inside Out is part of a thread she started following when she was trudging across parts of East Africa.
What I often found was that people had a lot easier time talking through music than they did just interpersonally one-on-one. There are moments, for instance, in northern Uganda, where there's been such unrest for so many years, where people still felt unsafe, you know, talking about what had happened to them, you know, the abuses that took place in their community. But at the same time, they'd be willing to sing you a song about it.
So music was a way to break down walls in a way that normal conversation could not. But Gwen also found that music helped to keep herself sane, and it was a connection to home back in New Orleans, even when times were rough in East Africa.
I was outside Khartoum once, Khartoum in Sudan, in northern Sudan, and I got detained by officials there who were very concerned about what I was recording. And it was a soul-killing affair. I mean, it lasted for days. They took my passport. I was stuck, you know. And then after a long period of time, they returned my passport to me, and I was able to leave the area. And, you know, I wasn't able to get the story that I had hoped to get outside of Khartoum. And so, you know, my heart was already on the floor. And I'm driving along with the Sudanese man who is my driver, and he turns on the radio, and all of a sudden I hear, "It's very clear, our love is here to stay," and it's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And all I could think was, and I just yelled in the car, "He's from my hometown. He's from my hometown." And so the people in the car had no clue who Louis Armstrong was and they certainly didn't realize that he was from my hometown, but they could see how happy I was, and so they kind of were happy for a moment.
Gwen Tompkins and her program Music Inside Out just celebrated their first anniversary on the air in New Orleans, and in a city that is all about music, the program reminds New Orleanians that their music is rooted globally.
Louisiana has so many different varieties of music, and people are coming and going all the time. And part of the show's mission is to talk about this ongoing dialogue between Louisiana artists and artists from all over the world.
Which brings us to a band called Debauch, subtitled Russian Mafia Band, and this man.
Igor Alexandrovich Romantsov. I exaggerate my accent sometimes. Do I have to be close to the microphone like this?
And this is what his band Debauch does. Yegor Romantsov is 40 years old. He has lived in New Orleans since the storm, as Hurricane Katrina is known there. He was one of the workers who helped rebuild.
I was doing construction. Mainly, my specialty, which I never done before in my life, was floors. Beautiful wooden floors and beautiful New Orleans houses. It was the international team. Russian alcoholics, Finnish alcoholics, and the Croatian ones. Yeah. And then after I done doing floors, I started playing music. So that's my story.
Yegor's music today with Debauch is rooted in his native Ukraine.
It's traditional Russian street jail folk songs. Some of those songs are more than 100 years old and they were written in jail. And, you know, since Russia has such a strong, deep culture of everybody's being in jail, I mean, we had 40 years of gulag.
Now, Yegor Romantsov used to have a punk band in Ukraine when it was part of the Soviet Union. While he dubbed his band Debauch as Russian Mafia Band, that's just marketing. It's got nothing to do with the mob, except for his own memories of a different sort of mob, the KGB that he had to work with in order for his band to put on a show.
Well, the concerts were very interesting. Actually, most of the concerts were organized by KGB. So
really?
Yeah. So they don't have to spy on me. So I come to them. Yeah, back in the day, it's usually some, you know, undercover KGB guy who was like, long hair. Hey, I'm one of your guys. You want to smoke a joint?
Really, they would kind of like
a microphone.
They would do that whole persona, trying to like be one of the young people?
Well, they were young people. You know, youth organizations used to be, you know, the organizing shows and such. And of course, always the leader of this youth organization, they're all KGB guys. And every band who wants to be in a show, they have to come to them. Like, hey, I'm this and this band. Great. In order to play in our festival, bring me all your lyrics. I want to know what the hell you're writing about.
Yegor Romantsov doesn't have such worries in New Orleans. In fact, the old folk songs that he and Debauch interpret for the adoring crowds there are 100% unchanged from the originals.
Yeah, mostly original, all the songs, they're being sung by some guy with rusty voice on a guitar somewhere in the basement. That's how everybody was. Because those songs were underground as well for many, many years. It was as underground as punk rock and Soviet Union.
So is that how you sing it? You're the vocalist and you kind of bring that raspy voice.
I'm the only Russian guy in the band, so they have no choice. They have to believe.
Well, the audiences believe, that's for sure. Debauch has been a big hit in New Orleans. Yegor Romantsov says he's a bit surprised about that since every concert seems to start slowly.
Usually first 20 minutes, people have no idea what to do with this music. They just stand there and like, it's cool, but we don't know how to dance. And then we have our beautiful girl on the stage and the ice is broken. Everybody knows what to do with it. People start jumping and having fun.
We've got more on Yegor Romantsov and Russian Mafia Band Debauch, not to mention more on Music Inside Out with Gwen Tompkins. You can find it all at theworld.org. That's our show for this Monday from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Back tomorrow.